December 20th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am who am. I come to you as the Heavenly Father. You have a clear sky today, as all the clouds have parted. I compare that to the conscience of the world. I speak here to clear away the cloudy conditions in hearts and to make clear these times you are in. Many await with anxiety the coming of the apocalypse. I tell you solemnly, you are already living in the hour of the apocalypse. Nuclear arms are in the hands of evil. That in itself is enough to bring time as you know it to an end. You have a record-breaking fire escalating in California. Natural disasters are increasing in numbers and intensity. This is not the hour to decide if what I tell you is true. It is the hour to act on your decision that what I say is true. Your actions should include more prayer and sacrifices, fasting if you are able, propagation of these messages, and learning of your dependency upon your angels. Live in the truth. That way we will be victorious together. A note is given to read Revelations chapter 12, 7 through 12. Michael defeats the dragon. Now war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they loved not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you that dwell therein. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.